special episode.
The Simpsons.
Of Not Just a Game Podcast, where we have me, one of your hosts, Catherine Flick. We have our other usual lovely host.
Hello, Tia Fothergill.
And then we have two special guests, because what are we doing today, Tia?
We are playing Left 4 Dead 2.
Why on earth are we playing Left 4 Dead
2? We are playing Left 4 Dead 2. Thank you, Catherine. I'm glad you asked. It's an excellent question. We're playing Left 4 Dead 2 for a variety of reasons, mostly to amuse our special guests today, but also to amuse you, our listeners, and people in the future, because we're going to be doing a panel at PAX East, and it has everything to do with zombies in games.
So we thought it'd be a really good idea to really suck at Left 4 Dead 2. And all you're going to hear is us going, oh my god, a lot, because obviously this isn't a stream, so you can't see it. But I'd like to introduce our special guests. We have...
Hi, I'm Martin.
This is Martin.
Playing a character from Left 4 Dead.
We also have...
Hi, I'm Ray. I'll be playing another character in Left 4 Dead 2.
And what does Ray specialise in? Actually, probably being good at this
jaunty
game.
Jaunty hats.
Being good. Actually, both Martin and Ray definitely have an advantage over us because they're good at these sorts of games.
Well, I'm not sure that's all. I mean, they've played these sorts of games, I think, is the other thing. Because
I've never played this game before.
Liar!
I've heard the starting screen multiple times.
Okay.
We're making jokes about the fact that basically it's taken us about almost an hour just to get set up because of various issues.
Because all of us have had different
technical problems. But that's okay. We're here now. The sound works. It's great. But anyway, yeah, so Martin and Ray definitely have an advantage because they've played these sorts of games before. Maybe not this particular game.
And there's friendly fire.
There's friendly fire.
I would not have agreed to this if I'd known that.
It's okay. I'll have an axe. I'll save you. I'll get behind you and then axe you from behind.
Oh, you're the best.
All right. So what have you put this on, like, stupid mode? No mercy. Is that, like, horrible?
What?
That is the name of the level!
I'm leaving! Alright, so it's got a friend-only game, campaign, normal, no mercy.
Yeah.
One. All apartments.
Alright, all right. You have to choose your characters, unless you want random
characters
assigned.
How do we do that?
Oh, there's a Zoe with a Y. Oh, I want to be the scientist dude.
Oh, so these are the people that were in the,
Yes.
The original one.
Right.
This is not the ones I was playing when I tested this.
No, I was...
Do I
want
to be the big beefy dude? Or do I want... You can be the girl if you like.
Ooh.
Do you
want to
be the girl?
I can be the girl.
Well, we can...
Yeah, I'll be the girl. Okay, because then...
I want to be this guy who looks like he's a businessman with, like, a red tie.
Lewis. No, he looks awesome, actually.
He does look awesome.
Yeah, alright, I'll play Zoe, but Lewis does look pretty awesome.
Sorry, I just have a thing for...
Businessmen,
Officemen with guns.
Salarymen.
Men with red ties. And big guns.
Not super long
like
ties.
Big guns that I cannot lie.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've also got the character.
All right. So now we can vote to start.
I don't think we need to vote to start.
Well, I voted.
I clicked start.
Well, I guess you're the dictator in this.
Yeah.
And that is what you get when you cross a penis with a potato.
What?
A dictator.
Oh.
I'm glad we have the explicit button on this podcast.
Well, there's gonna be explicitness, I think.
Yeah, it'll mostly be us going shit.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah,
oh
no, it's gonna
God.
Be terrible, I can't wait.
Don't stand in front of me with but I've got my axe. That'll be it.
So,
if any of you find a grenade launcher, please don't pick it up.
Why?
Because we'll kill everyone in one shot instead of just, you know,
no,
killing.
No, you'll kill yourself.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's that as well.
That's all we'll make sure they don't kill us.
Well, that's what I was thinking you were suggesting.
Are you deliberately...
Let's not...
No,
bait...
but seriously, you'll kill yourself.
Okay.
It's not they versus us. We are across the table from them, which is
a
little bit...
Oh, it's starting. There's a helicopter, and it's going away. Oh. What are we going to do? Pick up some stuff. Okay. All right. Oh, there's the axe. Oh, yes.
I left the axe for you.
Thank you. You're my best friend in the universe. Alrighty, I'm ready for some action. What's the book do? Can you throw the book at them? I am the salary man, so maybe...
Yeah, I am the salary.
Oh, I can jump. Axed! I chopped her arm off. Booyah!
Did you ax her a question?
Sorry, I shot at somebody because they got in between me and the
you
zombie.
You shot me.
It was...
Sorry.
It was,
I really don't want to shoot
oh,
you.
Oh, sorry, I think I just axed you.
I think you did, but...
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, boy, what was that?
I don't know, but...
A boomer. Okay. Whoa. I saved you. Oh, my God, Ray, I saved you. I'm
yeah,
the best.
You
oh, my gosh. What the... This thing has got a freaking...
I saved Ludra.
Tongue thing.
Huzzah.
What the...
One of these things is...
Oh.
That was a little...
I got tongued. Oh, my God. They're all like...
Oh, for God's
Ray.
Sake.
They're all of you.
Oh, my God. They really need a piece of you.
Wow. I alt-tapped for a second. You guys didn't even protect me.
I did.
You're still alive. I mean, I think you have the most health of all of us, actually.
Yeah, you could have sat in the toilet or something.
Have you guys all got guns? Am I the only person with an axe?
Yes.
Okay. Ah, I fell down a
hole.
Shit,
there's a hole. Okay, let's all go down
the hole
then.
Let's all fall
in the
hole. Oh my God. Where is everybody? Oh.
We're all here.
Ah, goo.
Help.
What is this?
Can somebody help me out?
Okay,
hang
on. I'm coming. Here, hang on. I'm getting Karatekus. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, boy.
I only have 2 hit points, so I'm going to have to
heal
myself. I'm going to heal me. Don't...
I'm going
to
heal me as well, because...
Okay, hold mouse one to heal myself. Yeah, okay.
I just bought this shirt, like, the other day, and now it's just already got blood all over it.
Okay.
I'm really sad about that. Oh, trade
if you guys pay attention, you can, like, hear the specific monster noises before they show up.
Well, I don't even know what... I know there's the one with the tongue, and there's the one that would jump on me, and there's the one that explodes and vomits on you. What's the one that makes the acid?
I hear a boomer, so...
Shh. Oh, here it comes behind us.
We are
no.
all screwed.
Oh, the tongue one! Oh, sorry.
It's alright, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to kill the things that aren't you... Which is surprisingly difficult. I'll be there in a minute.
You guys hear that music?
Yeah, what's that do?
F to turn your flashlight off.
How do you do
How
that?
How do I do that?
F.
Oh, I see her. I'm past her.
What was that?
That
was
a witch.
Why did I have to turn my torch off?
Because the light...
Yes, I won!
Most
kills with a
melee
weapon. melee weapon.
I was like, yeah, 53 to me and 0 to all of you. That means I win. So how do you feel about zombies so far, Tyr?
Well, let's see. I mean, the hive is best for a nice touch. They get hivers, but we don't.
Yeah.
Well, they were construction workers.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
What do I think about them?
Do you think this is a realistic representation of what zombies might be like in real life if they existed?
Okay, in some ways, yeah. I mean, they do replicate some of the stages of... I'm trying to remember what it's called. When fatty tissue starts to rot, adipocere. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it has a certain texture and appearance that's definitely reminiscent of decaying flesh, decaying bodies. I think they'd have a bit less hair. I think probably they would have lost a bunch of that, especially considering the general wear and tear on the zombie corpse as
especially
it
especially since they move so quickly.
Yeah, they really move very quickly, and I think whatever power of animacy they have, that's going to be quite sort of energy intensive.
You see the notes on the wall here.
I need to stand up. Gosh. I mean, in some ways, in terms of being animate, shambling corpses, the appearance seems consistent with what I would expect. In terms of the amount of energy and that kind of thing that they have, that's not what I would expect, because, of course, if something's dead, it shouldn't be moving. And if it is moving, it should kind of be in a... This is going to be gross, but in a kind of twitchy, convulsive way, which some of them do kind of replicate if they're standing still and they don't know you're there. You kind of go around a door and there's a zombie and you get ready to shoot it. Then some of them are kind of making jerking motions that are reminiscent of somebody who's, you know, past.
Because I mean, there's also kind of like the slower movement of, like, say, rigor mortis, right, which would be more a kind of constriction, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And so, I mean, many of them have kind of this crouched profile, which is, you know, not particularly surprising, or at least it's what, you know, that seems...
Also kind of gross.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's gross. Just gonna...
So, yeah, we're back a bit now. Tara's put some dinner on for us, which is very nice. Because this is a LAN party after all, so you need a good meal.
You have to eat.
Got it.
Like, salty snacks.
Salty snacks. So we've got salty snacks. So the only thing that's a bit different from the LAN parties I used to have is that we used to have, like, beer, and now we've got, like, homemade slow gin and tonic. So we're sophisticated in this house.
Delicious slow gin. It's really good.
Thank you. There were slows from the local park where I went and looked very dodgy while I was picking them. Anyway, so before we get started again, and Ray stops crinkling. Ray stops crinkling the bags.
Crinkle, crinkle.
So before we start up again, we're gonna finish the final mission. So we managed to get through the entire level. And now we're at the
final, which
is basically... So we took about, what, 5 or 6 attempts to get to the lift to get up to the top of the hospital. 9 times. Okay. That was a little bit... Okay. So 9 times it took us to get to the top of the hospital.
I need a second to clean my glasses. The weeping was too much. Not from the zombies, although, you know, I mean,
the
weeping was certainly...
Just as bad.
No, the onions, gosh...
Anyway, so we took about 9 times to get up to the top of the hospital. And when we finally got there, what was it, like 3 of us managed to get through into the lift? And then, oh yeah, no. Well, we did pretty well that last level, the last bit, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we're at the final level, which is basically...
Final level of the first map.
Of the first map. We've got to the...
Any 4 more campaigns to go or something?
Yeah, so we've got to the final level of the first map and now we have to get to the chopper. And I need to actually find the game so I can start it. Anyway, so just before we start, before we get to the chopper, I just want to ask our special guests how they feel about playing Left 4 Dead 2 and how they feel about zombie games in general. Do you like... Martin, do you like zombie games?
No. I don't feel particularly strongly about them either way. I like the zombies in Half-Life 2. It's the best kind of zombie bit that I remember playing in the game.
And what made that particular zombie game so
good? Why are they the best zombies?
Because that was kind of B-movie horror kind of thing. You're moving through a map where... It plays on your insecurities about what might be around the next corner.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a zombie about to attack you. Zombies themselves aren't scary. Closed doors with zombie sounds are the scary thing.
Okay, so it's not the zombie, it's the kind of the fear that gets you.
Right.
And possibly also
it's the environment, the staging of the situation.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Ray, what's your favourite zombie game?
I
mean, you suggested we play this one. To start with, didn't you?
Yeah. I guess The Last of Us is technically a zombie game.
Yeah.
And it's not so much about the gameplay as it is the entire package for me.
Okay.
You know, the entire package for The Last of Us is something I absolutely adore. But if it comes to, like, shooting and killing zombies, then, yeah, Left 4 Dead 2 is probably it for me.
So... You were talking about the whole package just now. Do you mean, like, the narrative?
Yes, the narrative, the gameplay, the graphics, the music, the entire game as a package.
And the role of the idea of zombie in that narrative is pretty central?
I wouldn't say so.
Or is it just dressing?
I wouldn't say so. I think the zombies are... an important dressing, but The Last of Us is basically about how humans treat each other and how humans act when society has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more akin to, like, say, how the characters in Mad Max act for example. You know, right. The stuff that caused that world is mm-hmm. not relevant to what makes the world entertaining.
Hmm.
Hmm. And I mean, so I think what was interesting is that you talked about how zombies show up our humanity. And I mean, zombies,
yes.
technically speaking, are the kind of antithesis of humanity. They're the animated death of human actual humans who at one point were alive and had,
of course,
know, thoughts and dreams.
And they have animus and they have agency, but it's not their own.
Right.
Yes.
Well, it's not what they had when they were born into this world.
When it comes to a game where I have to kill stuff, I have no issues killing characters that are supposed to be human and still alive.
Yeah.
But I'd rather shoot robots and, you know, zombies than
people. What if the robots were conscious?
I didn't say androids.
No, but I mean, I just mean if let's say machine intelligence,
mm-hmm.
of any kind.
Well,
I'm just curious. Because there's a link
depends,
here with the zombie sort of a...
Machine intelligence depends on what you program the machine to do. If we get to some point where we can teach a machine to be self-aware,
yes.
then I wouldn't call that a robot at that point. Like I said, I'd call,
right,
it,
you
an
call it an android.
You know, that's why I said robots.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So for you, in your mind, a robot is not self-aware.
Yes.
And that strictly delineates.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's similar to zombies, of course, because
yes.
they're not self-aware either.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except they're made of flesh and
flesh.
Blood and not...
Does their fleshiness...
Stuff. Yeah, because they were human at one point. So we feel... But they've also... They've hit that uncanny valley point, right? So they're creepy. Zombies are technically
yeah.
kind of creepy.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they have the all the symbols of humanity, but then there's something wrong about them. And
right.
that's that uncanny valley thing.
The outward manifestation of humanity.
And I mean, these ones here, so you got the ones with the... Like, the zombies in this game, like, especially the special zombies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the one with the giant tongue. What's that one again? The
smoker.
The smoker.
I mean, you know, there's no, like... There's no real kind of biological reason that might happen.
No.
But it's sort of, I mean, and obviously there's a game mechanic in which you kind of expect there to be slightly more difficult zombies than
mm-hmm.
just, like, the shambling hordes. Though, Martin, with the game that you liked, you know...
Half-Life 2.
Was it just shambling hordes, or were there specials in that one as well?
Well, they're all kind of special. So the zombies...
Every zombie is special.
Well, the zombies in that... In Half-Life 2, are just very tough. They
mm-hmm.
take a few shots to take down. They move. They do shamble around quite slowly. There's a kind of face hugger type. I can't remember what they're called, but crabs.
Crab heads.
The crab heads are what they turn into.
Yeah.
You have a crab runs around. They can jump on your head. So it's also about the idea that you might be turned into this kind of thing, which is most of the kind of zombie kind of. Games and films and things like that, the possibility of becoming a zombie yourself is always
mm-hmm.
in the background.
So there's this contagion aspect to it as well, right? The idea of something that is transmissible that will just kind of overtake
and that's also,
absolutely
that also,
everything.
That also digs directly into a very human response where we don't like the idea of disease and we try...
We're very uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, and so it sort of that feeds into that fear as well,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it, a bit? Yeah.
But you think, I mean, some say Left 4 Dead, that it's funny that the as soon as we see a witch, we're all very careful not to disturb the witch.
Yeah, everybody kind of is just like, flashlights off, no torches.
Instead of just going up to the witch and just being like, it's just another zombie, so we'll attack
right.
it. And
yeah, because it wasn't that tough to, like, the tanks are harder to kill.
The tanks suck, yeah.
I absolutely agree that the tanks are harder to kill, but the problem with the witches is, unlike... everything else, well, in a lot of situations, things have to do enough damage to you before they can knock you down,
mm-hmm.
right? The witch automatically knocks you down, does enough damage to
mm-hmm.
automatically incapacitate you.
Okay.
Right. So that's why people are like, because it takes such a large chunk in no time,
mm-hmm.
and then it's easy to kill.
And those heal packs are few and far between, really.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well... thanks for giving us your insights into zombie games.
Yeah.
We're going to make this a bit of a theme, I think, for some of... because we're working on this talk for PAX East.
Yep.
And, so we'll be very excited to kind of bring you some of these ideas
I have questions I'm actively refraining from asking because I want to kind of save ideas for later.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's win. Let's win it.
Oh. All
right.
Winning is hard.
You need to join the game.
Yeah.
Vote to start.
Choose character.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, News Chopper 5.
Yes, indeed.
I got to use the grenade launcher after all.
What? Was that what that noise was? All those beep, 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 beeps going
yes.
off?
No, I really enjoyed that because I saw, you see a little red streak go across and you're like, soon they will pay.
Unfortunately,
so
I was trying to shoot the tank, but you all were wearing the tank, so I couldn't kill
it.
Oh, that's the problem with the grenade launcher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the survivors
have
escaped.
You were spamming viruses! Winner me!
Been listening to the Not Just a Game podcast. The music is Hot Machine Cold Surface by Ben Prunty from OC Remix. Graphics are from the Noun Project.